Hello, Ellen. What year are you in at school?
I am currently in year 10.
And you filled in our survey.
I did.
Okay, so how did you find the questions to answer?
Hard.
Why did you find them hard?
Because I didn't know the answers to most of the questions.
Why did you find that?
Because they asked me stuff like reasons for my career choice and what I wanted to be when I'm older and stuff like that, or any other options to what I already want to be and stuff, and I don't know any of that.
Why do you feel you do not know what you need to do yet? Or what you want to do yet?
Because I don't know the options. Because I've never really been told them. Well, I have. I've had an assembly, but I didn't really listen. It was like, I don't really know because I don't really know. Because I don't know yet. I'm too young to know.
You feel you're too young to know?
Yeah.
Okay, so what sort of advice have you had from... Have you ever met a specific careers advisor?
Yeah, in assembly.
Okay, so you've never had any one-on-one time. Have you ever gone on to the internet?
No.
If you do,
I'm probably supposed to inform that we haven't done it. So I'm sure there isn't a sign thing. We've been on sites for work experience, but we've never been on for career options.
Okay, so
we might have been supposed to though, Miss Taylor. I just not have done it.
Okay, so if you were to go onto the internet, what do you think you'd use it to research? Would you look at specific careers for what you might want to do, or would you go on to look at? To look at, say, where your options can take you or about the things you're choosing. What would you want to know?
Where my options are taking me, I suppose. How important they are. I'd probably research different careers. Because I like drama, I'd probably just search that.
Okay.
I'd probably search the options for that. Or I'd search the options or careers available for things that I'm good at.
Okay, so how would you search for this? Would you search it by specific careers? Would you put in specific careers, or would you want to search it from the point of view of the subjects you're doing in school?
Probably subjects, like put in drama or English or something like that.
Okay, so say you were searching on Google, what would you type into Google?
Theatre-wise, I'd be looking like the end career, so I'd look for auditions and stuff, but if I was looking for English or stuff like that, I'd probably search like jobs, English jobs you can get through English qualifications or something like that.
Okay. Who did you feel influenced your decisions?
No one. Except for parents. Yeah, because they made me take French. I didn't really want to take French. But teachers didn't really influence me that much. I generally went with what I felt I was best at. Well, they did influence me. If they praised me a lot on the subject, I felt I was better at it. And then obviously I went with the ones that I enjoyed and that I was good at. So like, I'd never really been in a situation where I've been good at a subject but hated it. So I don't know what I'd do in those situations. Say I was like amazing at geography, but I hated it. I don't know if I'd still take it or not, because all the subjects I've been good at, I've liked. So I don't really know.
Okay. You say that your parents have given you have influenced your decisions a bit. I mean, do you think that? How do you find that?
No, probably not, because I know they're just trying to set me up with a good future.
Okay.
And I know they probably know better than me. However, if I come out with a rubbish result, I will maybe rethink that judgment.
How do you think your friends feel about careers? Do you think they know what they want to do?
No.
So you feel it's generally not known what
they want to do? People, not at this early stage, no. I think people generally, some people just didn't really know what to take at all and just kind of just took whatever. So one of my friends didn't really. Some people take health and social, some people just take stuff like because they may not be amazing at anything, so they may take what they think might be useful or something. It's like, I think if you don't know what you really like, then you just kind of go. Some of my friends found it really hard to choose one, that they choose their options, and some found it easier than others. It depends if you know what you're passionate about or not.
Do you know where your friends got advice from on this?
I think they just chose alone. We had a few assemblies at school, but nothing like talking down or anything, except for parents.
Okay. And in your opinion, what do you think students need in the way of careers advice? If you were going to provide people your age with careers advice, what kind of support would you give them?
I don't think everyone needs it. I think some people need it more than others. I mean, we did get some, like, French-wise. They tried to convince us to take it because of what helps with uni and stuff. But I think if people maybe were more aware of what the courses were actually like or something. I think mainly people at my age are just bothered about how much work it is and whether they enjoy it or not. Yeah, I think some people who don't really know what they want to do when they're older probably need it more than others because, see, I don't really know because I've always wanted to.
What are you thinking of when I say careers advice?
Like someone coming in and speaking to you.
About what?
I don't really know, so I've never had it, just like options, like, no. Whenever I've had it, it's been about what options you want to take. I can't remember because it was only one assembly, and I think it was just about your options, yeah.
And do you think that's right? Would you like to know more about specific jobs?
Yeah, maybe it'd be useful to know, like, for certain jobs, what options you'd need to take, I suppose. Like, because some people may think, oh, actually, I may want to do that when I'm older, and I may not be able to do that. I don't think anyone thinks I'm taking this because of, like, well, some people, like, you know, when you take health and social care, some people are doing that because they know they want to do a line of work in, like, more of, like, nursing or something like that.
But nobody really knows.
No one knows specifically what they want to do. They may know what kind of areas they're heading in, but they're not. Some people don't even know that. Like, some of my friends have no idea. They just take what they enjoy at the time or what they're good at.
Okay, so if you wanted careers advice, where would you want it from? Would you go see a real person? Would you use the internet if there was access on the internet?
No, I probably wouldn't use the internet because the internet's just too open, too much to look at.
Okay, so if there was a specific site you could go to, maybe?
Yeah, I would. I'd say it's something we'd probably do in form time and stuff, but I think if it was there, people may look into it more, like if they were unsure of what they wanted to do. But I'm not sure how many people my age actually care at this point about what they want to do. They're just kind of taken to get through the GCSEs. But if I think people would like more help in some people in choosing their options, like maybe knowing what their options give them a bit more. Like, because it may influence their decisions. If they're not influenced by enjoyment or being good at stuff, then they need to be influenced by something else, don't they? Because I think most of what influences you is your enjoyment or if you're good at something. And if you don't know, I said that not everyone needs it. So I'd say I think it should be an option if people are not aware of what they want.
Do you think that most people think about going other routes? I mean, do you know much about the different ways you can go beyond going through sixth form to university? I mean, have you been told much about that? About going to college?
I don't think I've reached that point yet. I think we get told in year 11. But briefly, only from friends. I don't think we haven't had that assembly yet. I think that is still to come.
So you think it'll just be an assembly?
I don't know. It'll probably be an assembly or something like that. And it also depends what grade you get as well.
Do you find the assembly method useful?
No. Because usually the assemblies are really boring and they're just someone standing at the front with a PowerPoint presentation. They're not, like, engaging.
Okay, so one of my specific ideas...
Switch off.
One of my specific ideas is to have a student forum where they can talk to each other by posting things and other students saying things, and to have also maybe a careers advisor on the internet that people can go and post their questions to and that the careers advisor will reply. Do you think people would use that?
Maybe, I think yes. It all depends on whether it was cool or not. Like, if lots of people were doing it. I think I can see it working and I can see it not, because I can see people just not being bothered, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Not really caring, because some people don't really think about what they take when they take their options. But I can see it working in a way that, as long as it, like, stayed... cool thing to do. People would probably would go on there, like, just question what would be the best subjects to take or something like that.
Okay.
Or, like, question any, like, rumours, like, if you don't take this, can you still do this or something?
Okay. Okay, well, thank you very much.